It's fine. We'll move into it.
I guess based on success rating for box office, I think Flintstones might be number one, right? That made a lot of money.
Maybe. I don't know. I
I can't remember. Like,
don't know.
that's not a good movie. I remember Halle Berry was in it. John Goodman
By
was
the
in
way,
it.
this is Midnight with Robert Shaw. I'm Kyle.
I'm
There you
Richard.
go. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
I'm Bonnie Rubble.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about adaptations from TV to film, and because, well, Need for Speed is coming out this weekend, but every video game adaptation sucks, so that's a little too one note. But Veronica
Well,
Mars,
the same could be said about TV adaptions.
almost. Veronica Mars is coming out in very limited release on VOD, so we'll use that as a jumping off point for this instead. Oh, by the way, this is gonna be a little late news when this goes up, but did you hear Lena Dunham is writing an Archie comic?
Yeah, I saw that.
So ridiculous.
I don't know who put those two together.
I don't
I
know.
don't
I don't
get it.
know. I forget how that started, but somehow she made it known that she's a big Archie fan. So people over in
Wow.
Archie Comics contacted her, and she came in with a pitch, and she's gonna write one next year, or it'll come out next year. So I don't know.
Wow. She does realize that nobody can get naked in the Archie comics.
I know. I think that'll be a big disappointment for her.
They can't have Jughead can't jerk off looking at Veronica going, "Oh, you're a dirty slut, you're a dirty whore." That did happen on the show, you know.
I know. I've watched every episode, and I don't think they can.
Twice.
Oh gosh, I don't think they can have sex in a what are those, like, concrete tubes or whatever those, whatever those are.
Oh, that was
That's the
that
tiny
was tiny
furniture, but
furniture.
yeah, that still happened
Yeah,
though. Still happened.
well, yeah, yeah, it was like pipes, like giant concrete cylinders. I think they were designed to put pipes in or something, water pipes. I don't know. I don't care. She was getting her pipes clean, that's for sure.
That movie was basically just like a girl's prequel or preview, whatever was coming next.
Well, I felt like that movie was about her coming to terms with her being a gross whore.
That's
I don't
part
know.
of it. That's part of it.
Maybe I'm just not. I'm not a feminist, so I don't understand. I'm just a man. I'm just a dirty, dirty man
Ooh.
that ruins things for all people,
You are
especially
Richard. You
women.
are dirty. You are. But we have a question from our listener Ed.
Dirty, dirty, dirty Ed, who's a man too.
He is. He asks if you could interview anyone on the podcast, who would it be? Who would it be?
Ooh, Robert
That's what I
Forster.
think. I think it's like the obvious answer. Robert Forrester, of
Pretty
course.
good, yeah.
I mean, how did you go wrong with that?
Why do you obsess over me? What is this? It's not the Midnight with Robert Forster show. It's the Midnight with Robert Shaw. He's a better actor, but he's dead, so what does it matter?
Well, I will say though
I was in Breaking Bad.
that when when my birthday comes around, I will ask Colleen if I can talk to email Robert Forrester about me being on the show.
Very good.
I'll preview that right now.
Oh, the man's a gentleman, though. Gentleman, a scholar. He's a wonderful
He
person.
is pretty nice, so I think.
I would never say anything bad about Robert Forster.
So I think if Colleen is cool with me talking to him, I think maybe it can happen.
Don't talk like that.
He'll be so offended. He'll love it.
What is this shit? Why every time I turn around, I hear my someone that sounds like me, but it's not me on your radio program here.
Now, Richard, if we really could get him to be on the show, would you come down? Yeah?
Sure.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I'll wait till the time is right, because you gotta wait for like a really good moment
Well,
to
hopefully he
sucker
doesn't
her
die
in.
on us.
And he's too good for that. He won't do that.
You know, that's the thing, that rule of threes. Someone dies, another character actor goes with them.
Well, let's not hope for that, and hope for the best, and maybe we can get a
Ugh.
real catch here on the show.
That'd be fan.
We'll get 101 likes on Facebook.
Oh, big! He'd be the number 101.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I like this program. That's hilarious. Yes. We could talk to him about him being a manager at an apartment building. I think he was once upon a time.
He'll get a kick out of all that.
Just send me the rent check under my door. I'm fine. I'm not going to get mad at you if you're late. It's fine.
That's exactly how he talks. You're right.
This is how I talk. I'm from Chicago, I think. I'm not sure.
Oh, wow. Wow.
We haven't even started talking about TV adaptions. I think I'm just going to keep going like this.
This is perfectly fine. Knock yourself out, Robert Forrester. You're good. You're good. So let's see. TV adaptations. TV adaptations. So I'm just going to go through the top box office. And there's going to be a lot of repeats. So I'm not sure how many of these I'm going to stick with. But number one, we got Star Trek, the reboot. The reboot.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, Star Trek is a TV show.
Yeah. So what were your thoughts on this TV adaptation?
Well, I liked the motion picture was fucking boring, but I guess people argue that it's the most like a Star Trek episode, so really it's accurate, but at the same time it's like a really bad Star Trek episode where nothing happens.
It is incredibly dull. It could have used at least an hour's worth of editing. Nothing happens in that whole movie.
And it's directed by Robert Wise, which is so weird.
I should know what else he's done, but I forget. What else?
Sound of Music.
Okay, yeah. Anything else, or is that it?
Like a bunch of classics. That guy, I mean, he's one of the top 10 directors, I would think, of all time, perhaps. He's done a lot. I mean, he's done some, but his career is pretty, it fluctuates a lot. He does random shit, but he does good stuff. It was just wacky that he would direct Star Trek the Motion Picture. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, let's see. What else did he do? Yeah, Sand Pebble, Sound of Music, West Side Story.
Yeah, West Side Story.
I Want to Live, Run Silent, Run Deep. Yeah, Desert Rats. The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Yeah, there you go.
Same. Born to Kill, the Body Snatcher, Curse of the Cat People.
And not Keanu Reeves, The Day the Earth Stood Still.
No.
Because by that point, I think he was dead.
let's see. He died in 2005, so actually pretty close.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, he was dead. Yeah, shit, I thought he lived longer than that. I guess not. He was pretty old, though.
91, yeah.
That's good. That's a good lifespan.
It's pretty solid. Yeah, you did all right. You hung in there.
I hope to live to be 840 years old.
So, Richard, reboot and original series, favorite Star Trek movie?
Oh, out of all?
Yeah, yeah.
I can tell you my least favorite was Star Trek Into Darkness.
I wouldn't say it's my least. My least favorite would probably be... What was the one? Shatner? Yeah, that one. That was just terrible. God awful.
God? What does God need with a starship?
That's a good line, though.
Yeah. Oh, no. I don't know. That one's pretty terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty hellacious. Just the whole movie itself, start to finish.
I don't want to say Wrath of Khan because that one's that's everybody's favorite, but I'll go on a limb and say Star Trek 3.
Okay, all right, yeah. If I have to avoid Wrath of Khan,
Star Trek 6 is good too.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah, what was it? The one that guy did, the director. I forget his name.
He did 2.
Yeah,
Nicholas Meyer.
Yeah,
he did 2 and 6.
Yeah, 6 I like as well. 6 would probably be...
Yeah, 6 was pretty
good. If I had to pick another one, that'd be the one I'd pick. What was that called again? I forget.
Undiscovered Country.
That's right. I think that was the title he wanted to use for... The second one.
Oh, well, right. But I just like the... You can't... Captain, you cannot understand Shakespeare. Fully embrace Shakespeare until you hear it in the unabridged Klingon. Talk bah, talk bah.
Yeah, they have enough Shakespeare in that movie. Holy shit.
Yeah, there's a lot. That's a big Shakespeare
one. Yeah. So, moving forward, the Mission Impossible series. How do you feel about those? Dead air, Richard. What do you think? Are you there?
What, the show? Or
Well, if you've seen the show, I'm talking more about the movies. Movies. Tom Cruise.
You mean Star Trek? Oh, Mission Impossible?
Yeah.
Oh, right. You know what? I couldn't tell you because I've seen pieces of Mission Impossible series, but I never really sat down to watch one. I wasn't interested. It's like The Man from U.N.C.L.E. But it's very, I don't know, pretty bland to me.
The TV show or the movie?
You could sit and watch them. Oh, the TV show.
Okay, all right.
But Mission Impossible 1, the movie, is pretty dated, too, if you sit down and watch it. But I do enjoy it. I like that one.
It is dated primarily. I mean, first of all, Tom Cruise looks very young in that movie.
And second off, Emilio Estevez is in it.
Yeah, which already just dates your movie right from the word go. You can't get much more dated than any movie that got a theatrical release starring Emilio Estevez. And the plot also hinges on a lot of early internet fascinations that no longer supply a lot of imagination or creativity anymore.
No. And I'm so sick. It was sort of the beginning of the end for spy movies because now every spy movie has a knock list.
It's very popular.
You notice that?
Skyfall had one. I remember that. Yes. Anything else that you can think of off the top of your head?
I no.
Well, there we go.
Really,
two
I
movies.
Know, I know
two
that it's
movies.
Out there.
Yeah. I don't think you're wrong.
No, there's more than that.
I don't think you're wrong, but I forget. I don't like the Bourne series also had a lot of sort of knock list complications going on in various forms.
Well, right, yeah. It always revolves around somebody that knows the identity of agents in the field.
Right, yeah.
There's a lot of that.
That's
just like,
true.
Oh, that's the plot. Yeah, it's just simple plot, I guess, but whatever.
Yeah, like Die Another Day had a similar beat where like the bad girl kept turning James Bond over to the Koreans or whatever that was.
I don't remember that movie because I have successfully blocked it from my memory.
It's pure gold, Richard. You really can't go wrong. Start to finish, it's pretty awesome.
Right.
It's pretty great. No, I think the Mission Impossible franchise, though, is a little up and down. You have some good ones, some bad ones. I thought 2 was pretty awful. 3 was a decent rebound. And I really enjoyed 4 a lot. It's probably my favorite one. But
Oh, absolutely.
But
and Mission Impossible 3, starring the late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Right, who I think really convinced the world that a fat guy can still be a great bad guy. You don't need to be in physical shape to be evil. So, he was great.
Absolutely not. You have a wife, a girlfriend, I'm going to find her. I'm going to hurt her.
Oh, no.
I want to hurt her.
The scene on the plane after they've captured him, I think it's a great exchange between Tom Cruise and Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's really good.
It turns the suspense up without there being any real physical threat. It's just between these two guys going back and forth. And
you ever have 50 grams of heroin in a weekend? I've done it. I binged. Okay. It's nothing good.
It's a deleted scene.
In fact, I'm dead. It killed me. I mean, boo-hoo-hoo. He's a great actor, but you know what? Stop fucking doing heroin.
Yeah.
You have a family, asshole.
It does seem pretty selfish, I will say.
Big time. Well, he's dead, so there you go. I guess he lost in the end of the day.
He did lose. Tom Cruise is still alive. So,
unfortunately,
for better or worse.
Yeah, how about that? We get Oblivion. We get Oblivion 2, but no Philip Seymour Hoffman 2.
Wait, is that really happening?
Not fair. No, I don't think so.
Well, I guess
But I'm
really
just,
that
saying in general.
Tomorrow Always Lives movie or whatever is kind of Oblivion too.
Tomorrow, it's on the edge of the future, on the edge of tomorrow. Is that what it's
called? Oh yeah, that movie. Yeah, that's kind of Oblivion too.
On the it's changed its title like what, 4 times already?
It's gone through a few. Yeah, I don't remember all of them, but there's a number.
It's basically Groundhog Day with Robotech shit.
Pretty much, yeah. That's all it is. It needs Ned Ryerson to pop up in that movie.
Oh, he better. Steven Tobolowsky, whatever his name is. Oh, fuck. Hey, I'm trying to sell you this new Mech 9555 caliber hand machine gun. Ooh, that first step is the doozy. And he steps on a landmine and blows up. Emily Blunt's face rips off from the force of the explosion. That'd be great.
I would see that, absolutely.
That's the movie I'd watch.
All right. So I'm assuming you haven't seen the Sex and the City movies.
Oh, God, I'd never, ever watch that shit. That show I couldn't watch. Ugh.
All right.
That's a show for women and gays.
Bluntly put, Richard. Bluntly put.
It's what it is. It's true. I'm not saying anything offensive. It's fine. They should have their own show. It's fine. Just don't include me in it. I don't want to include you in Game of Arms, that arm wrestling show on AMC, which, no, I won't watch either. But that's for heterosexual dudes who love, you know, vag and beer.
Exactly. Clearly.
And pictures of vag on beer cans.
That's exactly what it's made for. You nailed it. Yes. You nailed it. All right. So, 21 Jump Street.
Well, see, I don't know if you count that because it's a departure in genre.
But it's still technically an adaptation. It takes the title, takes some very basic elements.
It's like saying... I can't compare with anything. My mind's blanking. It's late.
All right.
I can't think of anything. I'm too tired.
Regardless, what did you think? As a movie itself, alone.
What was it again?
21 Jump Street.
Oh, right, yes. Oh, that was very funny. I enjoyed it immensely. I think the second one looks really good.
Yeah, and I like...
I'm excited.
I like who's going to cameo in the second one, too. If they actually got that.
Who's cameoing?
All right, and skip forward, like, I don't know, 30 seconds, a minute? I don't know, whatever you want to do.
Oh, Ed doesn't care. We're not talking about X-Men.
Well, I heard Richard Grieco is going to cameo, and...
Oh.
I also heard Brad Pitt is going to cameo.
Well, why Brad Pitt? He wasn't in 21 Jump Street, was he?
He was in an episode. So,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're going to get... So supposedly he's coming on to cameo in the movie. So
is he going to be the El Pollo Chicken guy like he did in real life?
In what? What do you mean?
Well, that's what he did. It was one of his first jobs when he was in Hollywood. He was the El Pollo Loco Chicken guy in a costume with like a sign that says, come eat our chicken on Sunset and Vine.
Gosh, that's depressing. For a number of reasons.
Not Sunset and Vine. Yeah. I'm sorry, it was Sunset and La Brea.
You know, I don't think so. I think if he comes, when he does cameo, I think he's going to cameo as whoever he was in the show. Whatever character he played.
Sounds goofy. Whatever, that's fine. I'm kind of, you know, all these comedies, that's how they make their bacon now, is to have, like, superstar cameos appear in their shit.
I don't know, I think it's fun, though. I like the cameos in the first movie. I thought those were well done.
Yeah, that was funny.
Because it also tied into what was going on with the character, so it worked. It didn't...
Right.
I mean, it was still clearly forced, but at the same time, it didn't feel negligent. Like, they were...
Now, is it the same guys who did the first one and the second one?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, then it should be good.
Oh, no, I think so, yeah. It's the guys who did Lego Movie, guys who did Cloudy Chance of Meatballs, so no, I think it'll be great. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And moving on, I am assuming you didn't see Get Smart.
Oh, no, Get Smart, the movie? Yeah. No, I didn't watch it.
Okay. I do recall the TV show.
The show was
Bits and pieces.
Yeah,
I did like that.
Classic.
Yeah.
Show's classic, so the movie to me felt like a really cheap rip-off, but like the very basic sitcom-y humor, which was kind of lame. I don't know.
No, it didn't feel, based on the trailers, that it was going to be anything original or smart to the.
Well, they tried to have a like a franchise out of the two sidekick characters that were like the, what do you call them? They were like the techie guys, or I don't know. They're like an Asian guy and a fat guy, something like that.
I'm assuming it never took off.
No, they had like a direct to DVD sequel to Get Smart, and I think they were. I feel like they were supposed to do a sequel, but they never did.
Well, I
Thankfully.
think there was talk of doing a sequel with just The Rock, but then that never happened, so.
Right, because then The Rock got like busy jumping into franchises that were already established and making them a thousand times better.
So I think he's found a niche, so I think he's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't expect a sequel anytime soon. That was 2008, so yeah, I think that's pretty much done.
Yeah.
And The Fugitive. What'd you think about that movie?
The movie's
Yeah.
good.
I never saw the show, so I couldn't really comment on it.
Well, did you see the Tim Daly sh
Oh,
remake
what,
and
for like half a season before
the
they got rid of it?
yeah, for half a day?
I still remember that because that they expected huge things for that, but it went up against a small show called CSI and it tanked. So,
Yeah. Who would have thought that, huh?
well, really, I mean, gosh, William Peterson and some untried concept. It's like, yeah, and who?
And then they made fucking four shows out of it.
Yeah, it never ends.
And well, they're all gone now except CSI Original.
Did they cancel New York too? I didn't realize.
Yep,
Oh,
that's long gone
okay.
too.
Well, still, they've all got like over 100 episodes, so everyone's
Oh no, they all did
cashing
very well,
checks,
so
so.
yeah, no big deal there.
But I thought Harrison Ford was great. I love the movie. You really can't say enough about it.
Love TLJ.
Who?
Tommy
Oh, okay.
Jones, who won the Oscar for The Fugitive. Come on now.
But I also
I think
like.
that's the only TV adaptation you're gonna see won an Oscar.
I think so. I think you're right. But now I love the director too. This Andrew Davis guy.
Yeah, he's all right.
He did Under Siege, which is all right. The
Yes.
Fugitive. Then he did Chain Reaction, not so hot. Then he did A
Yeah.
Perfect Murder, which I never saw, so I don't know. It looked okay. He did Collateral Damage, which was terrible. He did that.
Hey.
I own that movie, and it is bad. It's a bad
Come
movie.
on, I'm the wolf. The wolf, I'm going to stop
It's
you.
so bad.
My family is not collateral damage. You're collateral damage. Oh, I miss my wife. I'm a firefighter. Oh, this is not good night.
It's
Oh,
better
no.
than the movie. Gosh.
God, I can't believe they're gonna do Terminator again with him in it. Just get fucking over it. We don't need him in it. Jesus, he's fucking 70. Let it go. He's just gonna ruin it. His movies suck. Like he's terrible. He's got a bad track record with box office. Stop it. No, please. I need to pay for my illegitimate son, who I had the. I put my pee-pee in a woohoo of a Mexican maid, and I made a woman. I made my child a masculine man-child named Sammy Schwarzenegger Jr.
I like how you only use a singular there. Son.
Yes, yes, yes. Just one.
You're very hopeful. You're very hopeful.
Yes. I used to wear a Jimmy before, but I could not contain myself. I saw this gigantic fat Mexican maid, and I just could not handle it. I took out my weenie and I shoved it in. I put my schnoodle in her schmeidle.
Gosh.
It was so good. I loved it. I screamed. It was so good. But of course, out of that night of passion came about a child named Sammy Schwarzenegger. He looks just like me, only shorter. Because he's 10. This was 10 years ago now. I need to pay for that. I need, Maria still makes me pay for it. Oh, no. I'm the Terminator. I'm so old. I hope I don't get naked. Because it'll be very disappointing for all the ladies out there.
Oh, my gosh. So, you have no faith in this movie, then?
No.
What if he wasn't in it?
It would be better, but I'm sick of the Terminator. I'm just tired of it. Fucking find something new. Do something different. How about that? How about an original idea? Why? And the Terminator movies like cost a ton of money, and they barely break even. So it's like they've never been like out of control box office smashes. I mean, it costs a lot of money, these things.
Well,
I mean, shit. I remember Terminator 2 cost like was the most expensive movie of all time for a minute there.
Well, I would say that one did pretty well, though. I mean, undoubtedly.
Well, it did, but I mean, it did, and it's a great movie. And then T3, that was like shit, almost $250 million, barely made $400 worldwide. I mean, come on.
Yeah, all right.
It did okay at the box office. It did not demand a fucking franchise on top of a franchise. Stop it. No more.
Boy, your rant here is fantastic. Yeah, T2 made $500 million, $100 million budget.
And
really well. The first one, $78 million off of supposedly 6.4, round up like $10 million, so that's fine. Fine.
But go to T3.
Yeah, I think so far so good. Looking at a good franchise. You got a lot at stake, make a lot of money, doing well. T3 comes along, $200 million. It grosses a little over $400 million.
That's not that great.
No. I think that's the kind of movie where you cut your losses, you move on, and you say no more. No more. That's it.
Look up the Terminator Salvation movie with the Christian Bale.
Oh, that's even worse. Another $200 million bomb. It made $371 million.
Oh, see, the numbers keep going down. They're decreasing every time they make another movie. The numbers decrease. So, you know, with that mathematical formula, you can say safely that the next Terminator movie is going to bomb horribly.
The human race is doomed. We are doomed.
Come with me if you want your franchise to die. And it will. Oh, no. How can we can't have a True Lies 2? We got Avatar 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, and 10 coming out. Why can't he fit in a True Lies 2?
Because he doesn't think terrorism is funny, so he won't do it. He won't do
it. Oh, it is funny.
I don't disagree, Richard, but he doesn't think so, so we're stuck without it.
Well, whatever. I guess blue aliens are funnier.
You know, and we can't even get a decent DVD set for True Lies either. Just some crappy DVD. It's crap. It's utter shit. I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty.
I want my 3-disc unrated version with 10 commentaries, 8 behind-the-scenes featurettes. I don't know.
I need to pay for my son, Sam Schwarzenegger. Let's get on this gym. Please. Oh, God. I need it so badly. Oh, I need to make more money.
That is a fantastic impersonation, I have to say.
Oh, so good. Oh, God.
Stands out. Stands out terribly well.
I heard Arnold was here. Hey, Arnold. Hello, Robert. How are you? Oh, God. It's been forever. Yeah, the Raw Deal days. Oh, man. I remember you had your Raw Deal movie come out, and I had my movie come out where I was an Iranian terrorist. Remember that movie? No. It was a Chuck Norris film, was it? 9. Yes, it was. I'm done.
That's fine. You did well.
That's fine. That's good enough. But yeah, I can't think of any. Like, I think TV adaptions usually 9 times out of 10 are shitty. I think you mentioned Star Trek, Mission Impossible, The Fugitive. I mean, you got Charlie's Angels, but that wasn't much better.
No. No, it was pretty awful. You've got Maverick, which I did like at the time. I haven't seen them in a long time.
Maverick is still pretty good. I don't mind Maverick. I think that's an entertaining movie. There's some good bits in there.
Wasn't totally hating on the X-Files movie. It could have been better, but it was mildly entertaining at the time.
I just like the fact that Jodie Foster was in Maverick playing someone that liked dick.
That must have been hard for her.
I don't like it anymore, Mel. Don't put me in this movie. I like Beaver.
And also, the Naked Gun series, I'd say, was actually a successful adaptation.
Yeah, but the Naked Gun show, the police files, the police squad, was actually all the same jokes are in the movie, so they're actually one and the same.
Well, that's what makes it great. Come on.
It's funny, don't get me wrong. I like them both equally, but it's basically the same fucking thing.
And let's see. Serenity, I like that as a sequel to the TV show.
Yeah, but now it's starting to get some bad buzz. People are starting to say, like, you know, the excitement wore off. The movie itself as a standalone is kind of disappointing.
No, I'd say if you just see the movie on its own, not so hot. But if you've watched Firefly, then watched the movie, it's pretty fun. I had a lot of fun watching it that way because I've seen it both ways. I originally saw it not watching the show, and I thought it was just okay. Wasn't bad, wasn't great. It was all right. It was fun. But I saw it a second time after watching the show, and it was fantastic. You'd already seen the characters. You'd grown to appreciate them on a lot of different levels, and the movie was just a great wrap-up for that show. So, but yeah, on its own, it's kind of take it or leave it. And
yeah,
not much else on here. You've got a lot of crap, pretty much. The Brady Bunch movies.
My favorite Martian.
It's got to be somewhere on there.
Christopher Lloyd.
You've got... It is on there, yeah. Let's see. You got I Spy, Sergeant Bilko, Twilight Zone, the movie.
Now, Twilight Zone, the movie is good. Not because it killed Victor.
I was going to say.
But because it was a good movie.
Leave It to Beaver, The Honeymooners.
Oh, that was bad. That was bad.
I didn't even realize that actually happened. But, okay.
Dennis the Menace.
Yeah, Dennis. Well, that's a comic thing. I don't know. Is that a TV show?
Oh, well, it was a no, it was a TV show. It was a TV show in the 50s, I think.
Oh, I think you're right. 60s. I think you're right.
I remember
yeah.
Black and white TV show. Yeah.
Let's see, Dennis.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't list it here, but I think you're right, though. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the Mod Squad, which is crap. Mikhail's Navy.
Oh, that was bad. That was bad.
Yeah, a lot of trash. I think we talked about some trash. Oh, SWAT. I did like SWAT, actually. That was kind of a cool movie.
Oh, my God.
No? No?
SWAT's pretty shitty.
But it's got Colin Farrell. It's got Jeremy Renner in it. LL Cool J. Sam Jackson.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun. I liked it.
Like I said.
I enjoyed it, Richard, so... I'll stand by it.
You can have it. It's fine.
Stand by that. It's fine.
All right, so I wanted to actually, I think Fugitive, we've missed an opportunity to shout out some quotes of the Fugitive.
What particular quotes would you like?
Oh, like when Tommy Lee Jones, they storm into the apartment that Harrison Ford's in. He's like, oh, look what we got here. We're making fake IDs. Eating oranges and making fake IDs. That's like my go-to. That's my go-to line from The Fugitive. Not anything else. Not you know, the standard. What do you call it? I don't care. That
right?
One,
yeah.
That line.
Yeah.
I didn't kill my wife. I don't care. I prefer. Look what we're doing here: making photo fake IDs and eating oranges. Woo. Desmondo Oris? Where you at, Desmondo? That, to me, is the best Tommy Lee Jones line. in the whole movie.
Hmm.
All right. Well, it's getting
yeah,
late.
yeah. I
should
call it.
Drink
Yeah.
ourselves silly.
Yeah.
Drink to the memory of Sam Schwarzenegger Jr.
Is he dead?
No, but he will be if I do not make this movie. He will starve. I have to buy him food.
All right. Let's get a drink, Arnold. Let's go.
All right.
Later.